to our greater wealth, our greater assumption, our greater actualized destiny, our greater occurrence. So when we're bowing, we're acknowledging that it's like we're setting a place for that actualization to take place, for that homecoming, for that greeting. So we want to get into this cycle. We want to get into this feeling, this essence of prosperity, because prosperity is, there's always enough. There's more on the way. There's more accessible, and it comes through my own consent. It comes through my own deliverance. So this is where we're learning how to honor our own tribute, our own inclination, our own follow through, our own derivative, our own safe passage. So in the reality that we seem to be involved in right now, it may seem like there's an outer source. So it's like Mary remembered to bring my equipment or whatever it is. So it seems like there's something outside that's bringing forth the deliverance. But the more that we understand that this comes through our own acknowledgement. So in other words, as we set the record straight, yes, my love, come here. As we see clear to bring forth our own blessings, in other words, as we release limitation, we release doubt, and we offer ourselves our own tribute, our own homecoming, our own exclaim, then what occurs is we transform possibilities. In other words, we merge with what we would seem to think of as like a future state, which in essence is our own true nature. And then we source. Now, this is particularly significant here. We source, we grant permission. So it may look like it's coming through a form. The homecoming is to remember that it's formless. So we say yes, and the opportunities beckon. They nod in agreement through our own consent, through our own derivative, through our own exposure, through our own likeness, through our own cause. So we want to remember that we're the cause. We're coming into consent. Now, it's not the stuck we. It's not the linear, well, I've got to grab, I've got to harness, I've got to throw others overboard to make sure I get what I need. It's the aspect of self that's growing in sponsorship that's our true given. Now, this is very significant, our true given. In other words, it's a given that we are one with our higher awareness. It's impossible that we're not. We would not exist if that weren't the case. But we have different susceptibility. We have different callings in terms of recognizing that true realization, recognizing that true homecoming, recognizing that true availability. So as we will stand out in faith, as we will stand out in full measure, as we will stand out in full victory, we bring forth at last, and show me the Three of Cups. So the Three of Cups is we're fulfilling our sacred mission. We're fulfilling our sacred journey. So we want to remember in triumph that we stand clear in faith. In other words, we're recognizing in faith who we truly are. So in essence, we are holding that master energy. We're holding that master consent. That's why we get called. That's why we get pulled to channeling sequences such as the one we're engaging in right now. The reason the energy is attractive to you, the reason you're like, I think I'll spend my time listening to this right now, is because it's attractive. It's waking up that which is you. It's waking up that which is you. So we want to remember there's no separation. As we will, they're saying like come into agreement. So as we will acknowledge this homecoming, as we will, and so as we acknowledge this homecoming, what's releasing, by the way, is like the belief in short supply. So that may still be lingering in terms of the old energy, in terms of the old format. But as we stay tethered to the new approach, this is the point. This is where we walk in faith, no matter what arrives. Because remember, we have energized the old constitution, the old programming. So it still may arrive. It still may show up in form. But as we attest to our loveliness, in other words, as we attest to our sponsorship, as we permit and allow for true provisions, in other words, it doesn't matter what's occurring in the linear, it doesn't matter what shows up in the first round. As we will hold faith, and the showing me the Knight of Cups is like, as we will hold faith, as we will hold our grandest exclaim, we offer ourselves kindness, we offer ourselves permission, we offer ourselves true relevance, we offer ourselves holy affordability, so that we again source all our majesty. The more that we understand this is our birthright. So in English, this is the reason for the arrival. This is the reason we have all moved through the energies we have in this lifetime, with the particular script, with the particular sorrows, the particular challenges. The reason you've had the challenges, the reason you've had the experiences, is because you're the one, they're literally showing me like a spear, where you're, it's almost like Excalibur, where you're sending that sword of light, of holiness, of true revelation, through it, oh gosh, how do I saw it? Like, just imagine it going through like a sandwich or something, like going through all these layers, like a toothpick going through a sandwich, where it's just cutting, it's going through all those layers of misgiving and bringing forth declaration, bringing forth permission of new realization, revelation. Now, this is very relevant because our time is now. Our time is now. We are each waking up out of the sleepwalking behavior where we're looking for others to tell us the law of the land. As we respond to our own creative influence, we're going to understand our majesty, we're going to understand our power, and we're going to understand how to create in form. It's not about leaving Earth, it's understanding your mastery while you are working with form. So as you will receive your brilliance, they're saying brilliance intentionally. So if you can think of light codes going off when we're saying brilliance, that's what brilliance is. It's not like, oh, you look quite lovely today. It's that the light is being ignited in your favor. And so what this is going to help each of us do is to be in charge of heaven's glance, of heaven's bliss. Now, heaven's glance is not so that you can ego run wild. It's not so you can just have what you want. It's so that you can ignite the sacred flame. You can bring forth your loveliness. What it's going to do for each of us is bring forth our own tribute, our own healing, our own soul satisfaction. Because remember, we're the torchbearers. We're lighting the way for others. And if we don't understand where we're going, it's going to be very hard for us to support others. So sometimes we have such an open heart. We want to help. We want to help. But we want to remember the importance of helping ourselves, of learning how to draw from the sweetest nectar, from the highest commodity. So when we receive ourselves in our brilliance, we open up to our light. We open up to our stardom. As we do so, we correct those false entries. So remember, it's like that energy of the Excalibur. It's like going through the old paradigms. So we've taken on a lot of energies. If you look at your family lineage, you look at your generational, your community, whatever you just like kind of sucked in through osmosis, there was no error. You don't have to feel like, oh, if only I had stayed stronger. This was the game plan all along. This is very relevant. There are some that are still sort of like, I should have been stronger. This was, it's like everything in divine timing. It's very important, very, very, very important, because it's like that whipping post stuff needs to get resolved. Because think about it, it's like you can only be putting your energy in one direction. So are you putting it in the past? Are you still arguing with your past self? Or are you open to opening up to victory in the now present, in the now moment? So imagine that, you know, just being really concerned because you lost something three blocks away, but hey, you just won the lottery over here if you can come up to this page. Now, of course, we're all here, but you want to watch where your mind is. You want to watch what you're still repeating. So there's still some old stories. I see it in each of us, including myself. There's still some old stories that are playing out. They're showing me the death card. Nobody's dying in the physical. It's the death of the old simulation. So in other words, because what we focus on is where we put our creative power, our creative influence. So if we're attaching it to lack, if we're attaching it to, oh boy, you know, look what you did or didn't do. They're showing me like a cracked egg, you know, like really upset because it got cracked. Meanwhile, the grocer's giving you a whole fresh new pack. So what are you attending to? Which story is most attractive to you? So we want to be in charge of our good faith, meaning we're going to be asked to take a very proactive role in deciding which story is relevant. And they're showing me the strength card. This is where we are the ones using our intention, our focus, our claim to ignite that passion of the sacred heart. Each of us have a claim in this new unfolding, in this new timeline. So we can call it the grand awakening, you can call it whatever you want, but you want to call it. You want to realize that your time is now. Your time is now to understand your power. Your time is now to understand your affordability. Now, affordability is what you're afforded, who you really are, what you're able to do, your master essence. And so when I say master essence, there's a download, there's a, it's like an agreement. It's an agreement. So our higher self is fully in agreement. The masters in attendance are fully in agreement. And they're waiting on us. Will today be the day? Will now be the moment we come into full consent? Imagine signing for a package. I'll sign for that. So they're showing me the Fool's card. Keeps popping up. The Fool's card is being willing to learn a new process. Because remember, we've been practicing a false process. We've been practicing separation. I'm separate from everything, separate from everyone. So as we move into unity consciousness, we understand all is one. So this is where we're still clearing out our judgments. When we're judging another, we're judging ourselves. When we're wishing well for another, we're wishing well for self. When we're believing in lack, we're forgetting who we are. So as we will permit ourselves our holy engagement, so to know our whole self, we come into our future claim. So future is well, relative, but it's all now. So you want to remember there's a new cycle, there's a new affordability, waiting to be experienced, waiting to be noticed, waiting to be followed, waiting to be agreed upon. So just imagine you have all these different scripts. You're an actor, an actress. Which script do you want to, which play do you want to participate in? Because they're all going to be going on simultaneously and you're going to have different lines at different times. So you got to choose. So as we choose our most relevant station, in other words, we're stationed in the place of new beginnings. And they're showing me this, like, I'm just going to call it light language, but it's energy. It's energy. It's affordability that's showing us our divine passage. So you want to remember the offering that comes through, the words are here to kind of massage, to give our mind something to think about, something to consider. But simultaneously, we're receiving on a multi-dimensional format. So simultaneously, we're receiving the message in light. We're receiving the message in relevance. So this is why, as we say consent, as we say yes, we step up to our holy provisions. So remember, we're energy. It's frequency. Seems like this is real. We're dreaming it. So this is how we perform brilliance, because we say yes to our new tomorrow. So as we consent, they're saying, like, salute our better half. Our better half is our own advisement. It's not an external partner separate from you. It's your own crystal ball. It's your own follow through. So as we agree, remember, vibrationally, we're agreeing to our light. So if you're waiting for the career to take off, you're waiting for your abilities to arrive, you're waiting for your twin flame, all of that is simply mirroring that which you are now possessing. And they're saying, end of story. It cannot be any other way. You're not seeking it from without. You're agreeing to it within. So as I said that, it's like I saw some where it's like, oh, so I better stretch. I better grow. I better advance then. So it's sort of like, oh, I got it. So this is the point. We're looking to really create a new possibility of self. So when I'm tuning in to everyone, it's like there is this huge increase. So when you're feeling your energy, just imagine it exploding. Imagine it's just moving to the right, to the left, forward, back, up, down, all 10 directions. Instantly, because you've said yes. So as we come into our full state of mastery, we salute heaven above. Heaven not being separate from us. In essence, we're consenting to our true state, our natural state. The more we understand this is our natural state, we will play along. The personality self that has the fears, that has this, whatever it was from the story, that is not our pure state. It's not our natural state. So when they say begin again, it's we're growing in maturity. We're growing in wisdom. We're receiving the keys that are being offered. Keys of wisdom, the keys of light. So as we receive this, we feel the comfort of realizing that in essence, we are one with our destination. We're one with our passion. We're one with our compassion for self. And we're one with our heaven sent, meaning our divine presence, our higher self, our ultimate guide, if you will. Those that like guides, teachers, that's our ultimate guide, our own truth. So as we signal our readiness, as we offer ourselves to our own light, we say thanks for true beginnings. So you don't have to literally say thanks. Any, remember the beginning. We started out with the bowing. We're bowing in honor, in reverence of our own holy presence. Let us pray. And the pray, again, it's simply an agreement. It's saying yes. It's honoring. It's acknowledging. And so it is. Okay. So if you will mute your side, that will help just in terms of the feedback. And